بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب سنة الظهر. This is the chapter on the sunnah of the Zuhr Salah. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال صليت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين قبل الظهر وركعتين بعدها متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrates, I performed two rakats before the Zuhr Salah with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and two rakats after Zuhr Salah. This hadith came before. It was explained then that this is what Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw. As Rasulullah SAW had performed, generally he would read his sunnah in his home and then emerge and come to the masjid. And probably these two rakats which he is talking about, that he had observed Rasulullah SAW performing before the Fard Salah, was the two rakats of Tahiyyatul Masjid. And therefore he mentions just two rakats before the Zuhr Salah. But you see the hadith coming, and we did also explain that the sunnah before the fard of Zuhr Salah is four rakats. Here, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala is probably describing the two rakats that he saw Rasulullah reading when he entered the masjid. وَرَكْعَتَيْنِ بَعْدَهَا And he has two rakats after the fard of Salah is sunnah. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يدع أربعا قبل الظهر رواه البخاري. This hadith is quite clear. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would not omit the four rakat of sunnah before the fard of Zuhr of Salah. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would not miss his four rakat of the sunnah of Zuhr before the fard of Zuhr. And obviously she was observing Rasulullah SAW at home. He would read his sunnah at home. And then he would emerge. The four rakats of the sunnah of Zuhr. This is what Rasulullah SAW would read. He would never omit it. وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي في بيتي قبل الظهر أربعا ثم يخرج فيصلي بالناس ثم يدخل فيصلي ركعتين وكان يصلي بالناس المغرب ثم يدخل فيصلي ركعتين ويصلي بالناس العشاء ويدخل بيتي فيصلي ركعتين رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform four rakats in my house before the Zuhr Salah. That is the four sunnah of Zuhr. Then he would come out فيصلي بالناس and lead the people in Salah. He would read the fard of Zuhr. Then he would return, come back home and perform two rakats. That is the two rakats, sunnat of Zuhr. And he should lead the people for Maghrib Salah, then return and perform two rakats. That is the two rakats of sunnah after the Maghrib Salah. Then he should lead the people for Isha Salah, come into my house and perform two rakats. This is the two sunnat of Isha after the Fard of Isha. So these were some of the sunnat. Important lesson today is the four rakats of Zuhr before the fard and two rakats after the fard of Zuhr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.